Well, the last thing I want to ask you about here is something I know you addressed on Facebook already, and there are a bunch of people talking about it. So this adult bookstore or adult entertainment store that wants to come to town, you know, I can understand it's a business. People have a right to start businesses, and I can understand it's kind of close to Bishop Kelly. People don't like that, and nearby business owners don't like it. So, I mean, what do we do about this?
Well, we have one thing that's super important for everybody to understand is this is not something that is subject to my personal opinion or a vote of the city council. This is specifically a zoning and land use issue that is going to be determined based on the legal definition of a sexually oriented business. And the reality is an adult bookstore is not permitted at that space, period, because of its proximity to a school. An adult-oriented or sexually-oriented business is not allowed at that site. What has been permitted for construction at that site is a retail business, what defines a sexually-oriented business is not the name of the business or the company it's affiliated with or who owns it. It is the inventory that's on display in the business. And there is a legal threshold that defines what a sexually oriented business is based on the inventory. And before the city will issue a certificate of occupancy for this facility, we have to be, our inspectors will have the opportunity to inspect that inventory. And if they find that it is a sexually oriented business, it will not be given a certificate of occupancy to open. So that's where things stand today. There are armies of lawyers on all sides of this issue. The company in question does this all over the country and is very legally astute on how to game the system. And I would expect attempts at that here. But I want folks to know that no variance is going to be supported by the city on this. No lenience is going to be given on this. We're going to enforce our zoning laws that are there to protect both the property owners and the surrounding property owners, in this case or in any other.
So right now it's just a matter of they have applied for a certificate and then it has to be decided?
We haven't even gotten that far. Right now, they have applied for and received a building permit for a retail store, period. That's it. Now, before that retail store can open and sell anything to anybody and have any customers come into it, they need a certificate of occupancy. And that is when our inspectors, before that is issued, will inspect the inventory. And if they find that it meets the threshold for a sexually oriented business, that certificate of occupancy will not be issued.
So we'll certainly help in this story. We'll tell people about the fact that it's, you know, got to be decided that way, not through your decision or the city council's. But I noticed a page has been posted on the Bishop Kelly website that gives email addresses for you and for Councillor Gilbert. So do you want people to reach out if they have questions, or what can they do?
Well, I certainly, I am always eager to have feedback from folks. But if anybody thinks that Councillor Gilbert and I are out cheerleading a hustler store, you know, a couple hundred feet away from Bishop Kelly, then I don't know what to tell them. That is not this process. Now, there are some times, and I think what the folks at Bishop Kelly may have confused this with, sometimes there are things that come up where somebody's asking for a change in the land use, and then that is subject to the mayor's review and a vote of the city council. But that is not what this case is about. This area is already designated as permissible for a retail store to go in. That's why the building permit was issued. The question And really the crux of this issue will come when the developer brings their inventory to the store and it can be determined if it is a sexually oriented business or not. I know that for, and I'm the same way, for your person on the street and they hear, oh, a hustler store, why do you need to wait? You know, how do you think, what am I trying to say here? Why do you need to wait to see what the inventory is? It's plain as day what they're going to put in there. Well, that's not how it legally works. It has to be based on the inventory, not on the name or the owner. And so that's what the city will base its decision on.